say hello to the owner of Racine County Eye, our new service we use all the time here at WRJN, Denise Lockwood.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you brought along Larry Davis. Now, who is this handsome gentleman you brought along?
My wonderful husband.
Hello.
I heard a lot about you.
Yeah, I heard a lot.
You better live up to the publicity, I'm telling you.
As he would say, as advertised.
Oh, radio. We love that word, advertise.
Yes, I
do. You know, people say to me sometimes, oh, too many commercials on television. Don't ever say anything bad about commercials.
Right.
I love commercials. I love ads. That's my lifeblood. Don't ever say anything bad about it. Before we get started with what's in the news and everything, how do you like your new digs? And tell everybody where they are.
I love my new digs. So the new home for Racine County Eye is at 1926 Albert Street in the old Horlick Malted Milk Factory. It is called Bell City Square now, but it's the old machine shop. And the building we're in is right next to the Inclusive Bean, a wonderful coffee shop. So I kind of hang out there quite a bit, too. But it's a really great space. It's almost 1,900 square feet. Half of it is going to be is our newsroom. The other half is an event space where we're going to hold a whole bunch of roundtables, and hopefully we'll partner maybe with WRJN. I think that's on the table, if I remember correctly.
Tell us about, are you operating out of there yet?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, because I see the pictures on Facebook. It really looks nice.
Thank you. The floors are beautiful.
They're absolutely creak, beautiful. You're like,
no.
It's pretty solid that way.
Because my house is over 100 years old. And we had all new flooring put in the entire house. But occasionally, what's underneath is still 110 years old. And so you still hear it occasionally. Before we get to what you're working on,
right?
The open house, is that going to be at your place?
Yeah, it's actually, the ribbon cutting is this afternoon at 4
o'clock. Exciting.
I know. I bought a purple ribbon, got some balloons, some old typewriters. You know, it's all good. It's all good.
So after the ribbon cutting, everybody gets steak and lobster.
Oh, no. This is a news website.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It'd be way more advertising if that was going to happen.
That was true.
We're getting peeps, marshmallows, and some leftover Halloween candy.
We're getting lovely. Sebastian's is catering
for us. Oh, really?
Yes. And I'm so grateful for Corey. Corey, I love you, right? So they're going to be on site and handle all of the things that Denise really does not need to do.
want to do.
I'm so grateful for.
Well, that's why you got
support.
Larry.
And he's lovely too. Do you know what he was doing last night? Him and his guys from Guys Games and Beer. Actually, he has a podcast called Guys Games and Beer. So some of the guys came over. We got this big honking table.
It's a big table.
It's an 8-foot
table.
It's a tree. It's literally a tree. And so the top of the table, we had to get many burly men to bring it upstairs, and they find that the top was not connected to the bottom, so they hoisted it up. And
well, there was no, it wouldn't have been any way to get it upstairs in one piece, so it was broken apart, and even in pieces, it was.
There were dowels involved.
Yeah. So then, well, you got to reattach the. Top, so that's what we were doing.
So
reattaching the top.
So that's why you married him.
He's a lovely human being,
and he's strong. So that helps.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the before we get to the list of things here. Some of the news stories you're working on is the now for the city budget and the county budget. There's two separate things.
Very.
Do you know if they're done yet or
no? Neither. So the actual presentation of the budget for the city was last night. Then what they do is they go through committee hearings and they basically talk about what the state of those particular departments are. Actually, I shouldn't say committees, the department heads. So you'll have somebody from like the public health department and roads and the library. And they'll talk about some of the challenges they face, some of the initiatives they want to implement, and how are they going to pay for it, and staffing levels, and you know, trends that they need to deal with, and all of the nuts and bolts. It's kind of, I nerd out on it. But.
Do you know if I think we're going on 3.5-4 weeks now with the
government shutdown.
The government shutdown. Yeah. Is that affecting local communities like Racine?
It It is. It will pretty much hit. If it continues, it's going to be a really big problem, especially for here. So WIC, which is the Women's, Infants, and Children's Program, the nutrition program. You also have SNAP, which is basically food stamps. A lot of that shutdown hasn't been fully impacting us completely yet because there's been money put into the pot to offset that. But that is only what our sources are telling us is a month out. So, and we're almost to the end of the month. So they need to resolve that, go back to work, or we're going to have some pretty interesting times. And there's definitely discussions I've been having with like the food banks and the county, and how are we confronting some of this potential cliff of need that you have. So just to kind of frame out the data points, in Racine County, you've got about 38,000 people that are on Medicaid. Half of those are children. Of that remaining half, Denise's math challenge, just so you know. So I'm going to caveat that right now. So that remaining half, a third of that are people who are older adults. Then you've got people who are disabled. And then there's the what we would probably call the people who are working and not financially stable. And so that's who is going to be impacted.
But just so you know, so you're not worrying, all your congressmen and senators are getting full pay. I didn't want anybody worrying about them, how they're going to feed their families. This doesn't affect their pay at all. I asked, Jens Jorgensen was in here, the alder from the 5th District, I think, and asked him about that. You know, why are they getting paid?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
And I noticed on the news this morning, a new $250 million ballroom is being built in the White House.
We live in interesting times.
That's nothing stopping that.
Yes.
I just don't know how a congressman or a senator can stand up and talk about people not getting paid and meanwhile their checks are coming in. I don't understand how that even happens.
Well, budgets are a reflection of the community's collective value. Their value system is demonstrated by what they spend money on and who they serve, right? So if you have quite a few opportunities for people to work, you might invest more in workforce development, you might invest in healthcare, things along that line. So there's definitely a reflection of your community in these budgets. And then we haven't even talked about the county budget as well.
Well, let's talk about it.
Well, the county budget's in an interesting place as well. So about 2/3 of your Racine County budget is actually spent on public safety, which includes the jail, includes the law enforcement. Then you also have a third of the budget that is spent on health and human services, right? Foster care programs, child abuse case management, elder abuse investigations, things along that line. So they literally are responding to the needs of the community. And so there's been a lot of pressure on a lot of different points. There's ARPA money that's running out, the American Rescue Plan, money that we got from COVID dollars. That's running out, and that's creating a massive kind of fiscal cliff that you're seeing. The health insurance costs, those are going up 8-9% in the Racine County county budget. And pretty much collectively everywhere is the insurance costs are extremely high. And you have about 80% of your budget going to wages and benefits. And so that has a net impact. Now, you also have mandates, state mandates, and this is like watching paint dry. So I apologize that it's not really fun stuff to talk about. But at the end of the day, it's going to result in about 5.7% more spending on the Racine County budget. Now
we got your attention.
Yes. Okay. So I got an email from several Republican state legislators, which was really kind of an interesting choice, that kept saying that it was going up 7.5%, which it is not. It's actually 5.7. There's a lot of capital budgets. It's a lot It's a lot.
You said something in there, and I said, don't forget to ask. Oh, so when is the county budget going to be presented? Do we know?
Well, the county budget's already been presented, so they kind of go through that process as well. They go through it, and there's this kind of a reconciliation. Does this budget as presented, does this fit what the board wants to happen? And so what they'll do also is hear out the department heads and the justification for spending or not spending, creative ways to solve problems, and they might change things. And so then there's a process that goes through that.
It's not final.
No.
Talking to Denise Lockwood this half hour. She's owner of Racine County Eye, and Larry Davis is here. And let's talk about the Gamesgiving.
Yes, Gamesgiving.
Okay, yeah, so that's why I'm here, for the more fun part. I'm part of a podcast called Guys, Games, and Beer, and we go to conventions around the country and set up unique video game displays. Well, we are all from Racine, and we love Racine. So we decided we wanted to do a convention here in Racine. And I thought, because I used to work in retail, and one of the funnest days of the year was Black Friday, that maybe we could do something around the holidays and Black Friday. And the idea is kind of, I think it was said this weekend, like a nerdy, geeky farmer's market. You know, so bring in some vendors, like video game vendors, board game vendors, maybe vendors that do crafty stuff that's related to like video games or board games. And then also we'll set up like our display and that. And we came up with this Gamesgiving Expo for our convention that's over Black Friday and the local by local Saturday. So
my daughter is a gamer, her and her husband. They went so far as they have special lighting on the floor in the room, blue lighting, red lighting on the ceiling. Looks like a police, you know, crime scene in that house. And they have these big, tall chairs, like gaming chairs.
Sure.
And they sit there, and when they both get done with work, they play till they go to sleep. And it's every night, all weekend. And they play with people all over the world. I don't know what game they play because I wouldn't understand it anyway. I'm still, you know, trying to understand how Pong works.
Well, and that's part of the idea.
That is
of this.
Part of the idea.
So we have kind of two parts. There'll be the games that we're actually going to set up in that, and then you have to get a ticket for that part, right? But the vendor part is going to be free to the public, and the idea is for people who maybe are thinking about buying games for somebody they know that really loves games, or buying an accessory, or getting some kind of gift for Christmas, right? They can go and see a bunch of vendors, and the vendors are very knowledgeable. So you can ask them questions, and they can kind of give you some ideas of what your daughter might like, you know, to add to that glorious room.
Well, I play Scrabble
Your phone?
No, not my phone. What's the other one? The tablet.
Tablet.
I play Scrabble on there because it works my brain a little bit, and I'm going to get my brain active. And you have to have a little bit of command of the English language to play Scrabble. Not a lot, just
truth.
A little bit.
True.
If you want to get some points on the board, you got to know what to do. And I found out that QI is a word, and that involves the Q. ZA is a word. It's a colloquialism for pizza. ZA. So I always get my Z's and my Q's. I want my favorite letters because they, you know, pay a lot. And so you learn this when you play Scrabble. So that's my game of choice. And I had the original Pong game. It was that little console. You had the two knobs on it. You played tennis.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because the gaming project or the gaming things that you bring, you have a lot of retro games, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we bring a lot of retro games and things you will not see. We have there was a video game system that came out in the early 80s, a home system called the Vex Trek, right? Now, we created a stand-up version of that, and it's like one of a kind. It is the only one in the world like it. One of our other unique displays is in Sears. There used to be these Atari Selecta games. If I had for like demoing in their stores, and they had them all over their stores, you know, like a couple thousand of them. Well, there's eight that are in existence that we know of, and we have one of them, and we bring those out. So there's a lot of unique things that we'll bring out for the gaming side of things.
I had a Magnavox game system early on, and I don't know if you remember that Magnavox. It was called something. They had a fancy name, but it was Magnavox.
Odyssey.
That's it. Magnavox Odyssey. And one of the games we had was Casey Munchkin. Have you heard of it?
Yep.
It was a ripoff of Pac-Man. So much a ripoff, they sued and they couldn't produce them anymore. But I had one, Casey Munchkin. And mine's in the original boxes. I still have all the stuff. Actually, my ex-wife has all the stuff in the original boxes. And she still has them. You know, I said, take them. I don't want them. And she's got my original Pong game, our original Pong game we got. So it's all there, sealed up in boxes, in storage, wherever she's got it.
It's worth millions, Don Rosen.
You know what? I looked this stuff up on it. I had my daughter save all her Christmas Barbies. Since she was a little girl, we got her a Christmas Barbie every year. And I told her, you can play with them. But if you want to just put them on your shelf for decoration, they might be worth something someday, the Christmas Barbies, because they're all dated. They're one of a kind. They came out at that Christmas, and they weren't reproduced ever again. So she put them on the shelf. And that, now she's in her mid-40s, and we looked them up. They're worth about 50 cents more than I paid for them.
Well, at least they retained their value.
Well, you know what it is? There were so many made. Yeah. And people held on to them because they're Christmas Barbies. You know, Barbie collectors held on to those things. You know where the original Barbie's from?
Where?
She was modeled after a woman in Wisconsin. I forget. It's on the East Coast here, Wisconsin somewhere. That's where Barbie was given her address, her original birth address in Wisconsin. I have to look that up to find out the original town and everything. But yeah, Barbie's from Wisconsin. There you go. Okay, so this is Black Friday.
Yep. So
is it still the day after Thanksgiving, Black
it
Friday?
Is.
Okay,
it
good.
Is.
Yeah, so that Friday and Saturday. So it's a 2-day event.
Oh, it's Saturday too.
Yeah, so it's a 2-day event, and there's tickets available to get a single day or to, you know, attend both days. And like I said, the gaming portion of it will have a ticket to it, but the vendor hall will be free for the public just to come in and snoop.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
That's good work,
and right. And my podcast, Guys, Games, and Beer, partnered with the Racine County Eye, and the tickets in that are being run through their site.
Wow, look at you.
That's love, isn't it?
Partnership.
Well, you know, they've already done several successful events, so, you know, why should we reinvent a wheel that they already know how to
Good
how to
for
do?
You so. Figuring that out. How to use your wife. That's great. Okay, in our rating minute, are we looking at anything? Are you investigating anything right now you can tell us about? Or
a lot of it is Medicaid, Medicare, SNAP. We're really working on stories around the jail. We've got a lot. A lot cooking.
What's
budgets
going on?
Budget season is a very interesting. It's spending. And also staffing. And so, like, in the Racine County jail budget, they had $13.8 million in staffing costs. Of that, $1.4 million was overtime. So the question is why? Like,
what? Gotta watch those prisoners.
Yeah.
You can't let them alone. I took a tour of the jails once. The sheriff gave me a tour.
Yep.
And there was a big holding cell, a big cell where there was like a lot of guys in there. And they put up blankets.
Yeah.
And the sheriff said, get that down. I said, how many times a day do you have to tell them? They said, all the time. As soon as they put it back. What? They have nothing to lose. What are they going to lose? Put them in jail? They're already in jail. So they put the blankets up so they could do stuff privately because they want to be, you're not going to understand that. You're in a communal cell with people. I mean, I don't know how these guys go to the bathroom in a communal cell. That's one of the reasons I'm never going to jail. I'm going to stay on the straight and narrow. I don't know how these guys do that.
Toe the line.
Yeah.
Toe the line.
Hey, I went to the prison where they filmed Shawshank Redemption in Mansfield, Ohio. And that's an old prison. The electricity.
I grew up 35 minutes from Mansfield, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a rough looking prison. It's an old prison. And now it's just used for people touring. But they actually have a real prison on the other side of it. But I wouldn't want to get locked up in that jail cell for the rest of my life. Whoa. That's keeping me from robbing banks and everything. Otherwise, I'd do it. Thank you very much, Denise. Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye. A lot of the stories we use in the morning and in the afternoon, you can follow up for more details. Because on radio, you can't, you know, do hours worth. You can always read about him in Racine County, Iowa. Thank you very much for partnering with us.
I appreciate the partnership.
Yeah.
More than you know.
And you're partnered with Larry Mr. Davis. So I'm 1 degree away from you, 2 degrees away from Larry.
Yeah, I know. There you're
you
in.
Because I know you. You know Larry. Thank you, guys. And good luck with the giving. Games giving.
Thank you.
Games giving, yeah.